Mountain lions, wolves, and grizzly bears are all thriving in Wyoming. But only a couple of decades ago, these large carnivores were not doing so well. Wyoming Public Radio's Camila Kudelska sat down with Dan Thompson, the large carnivore manager at Wyoming Game and Fish, to learn about the collaboration between Game and Fish and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service that's helped increase these animals' numbers. Thompson said, "We need to learn to live with an ever-increasing population of mountain lions, wolves, and grizzly bears."
How did the resurgence of large carnivores happen?
As with all things in the natural wild world, you can't point at one thing as this is why this or that happened. There was a multitude of habitat changes. Things like fire suppression changed the way the forests were. We had pine encroachment in certain areas. There was a lot of changes as to the prey. You know, at first it was more just trying to get information on the animals that were coming in if they were getting killed. And then as the populations increased, we got more technology in order to allow us to gain understanding through capture and tracking, you know, putting radio collars on animals. We're learning more genetically now on animals, and so all that information is incorporated into how we manage them on the landscape.
As the population of these large carnivores increase, as you mentioned before, it makes it that they go out to more human-populated areas,
sure,
which increases the conflict. And so how do you deal with kind of the controversy of, you know, humans against nature, kind of?
Well, yeah, you know, it's a testament to the success of the recovery of these animals and their resurgence. But quite honestly, the landscape has changed enough that they shouldn't be everywhere they used to be, some of these animals. There's not 100 million bison on the landscape anymore either. There's a lot more people in areas that weren't before. And while it sounds novel to some people, having a mountain lion or a grizzly bear living in downtown Cody is not going to benefit the population of grizzly bears or people, because there's certain situations that invariably will end up getting into a conflict situation. And then that erodes public tolerance, and it's just something that's taken into consideration when we're deciding what we want to do with an individual.
Is there anything particularly about Wyoming that there's been so much success in getting the resurgence of the original animals that lived here for their population to come back?
Wyoming is blessed with having some very still wild landscapes and not a lot of people, quite honestly. I think people that are here in Wyoming are proud of the fact that we have more pronghorn than we have people. And I think that helps, but there's definitely a land ethic with Wyomingites and proud of having the wide open spaces that we do that actually benefits all wildlife on the landscape as well.
Is Wyoming an exception of this resurgence of large carnivores?
Wyoming's not the exception. I mean, we're somewhat unique in that we have wolves, black bears, grizzly bears, and lions all within the state and beyond as well. But we're definitely seeing an expansion of especially mountain lions in North America, an eastward movement. It doesn't always get translated, I guess, in the media or in some of the public's eyes, but it's, yes, there's in certain situations are not the way they were 500 years ago, but by and large, we're seeing a resurgence of carnivores across the board in North America.
So what about the future management of these large carnivores? Since they're resurging, there's a larger population, how do we go about managing them?
It's important that we continue to increase our knowledge of these animals and that we stick to the data that we have to maintain them on the landscape. But information and education is an extremely critical component of large carnivores conservation, and also a very active conflict resolution program.
And does that mean hunting?
Well, not necessarily, but having as many tools, including hunting, as we can have available is going to benefit in the end. And again, I think one thing that I see is beyond Wyoming is as these animals move into newer areas, there's a lot of communication that occurs among other agencies that are dealing with this. I mean, I've talked to people in the Midwest about mountain lions that they're starting to show up, and they're really trying to be proactive as well. Because I mean, those types of animals can rebound a lot more quickly than grizzly bears, I guess, put it that way. And so there is a lot of communication amongst agencies and amongst publics in order to make sure that we're projecting reality, you know, and realizing, again, I've always said that we can use the public interest to our advantage. It's very polarized, the opinions, and there's an extremely wide spectrum of perspectives, but the fact that we have interest is much better than apathy. And so using that to our advantage moving forward, I think that's what we have to do.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
That was Wyoming Public Radio's Camila Kudelska speaking with Dan Thompson of the Wyoming Game and Fish Department on the resurgence of large carnivores in the region.